From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry. Good afternoon. This year's Arctic Winter Games were the first to be held since 2018. Team Alaska placed second overall in terms of both wins and gold medals, or ULUs. Four of this year's athletes are from Juneau and sat down with KTOO's Chloe Plesenek to discuss their experience.
Joining me today to talk about Team Alaska's recent involvement and victories at the Arctic Winter Games is Matthew Quinto, Ezra Ellisoff, Kyle Worrell, and Lyric Ashtonfelter. So, Kyle, I'm going to start with you. You scored gold for Team Alaska in the airplane open mail, and I was really impressed to learn exactly what the airplane event is, because it's even more incredible that you did it for that long. So could you explain for me how you compete in the airplane event?
The airplane is one of 10 games in the Arctic Sports Division. It's a traditional Inuit game, and you start by laying on the floor in an iron cross position. Your arms are out, your legs are straight, and you're lifted up by the wrists and your ankles, and you're lifted about a couple feet off the ground, and you have to hold that iron cross position as long as possible.
Wow, and you held it for, was it a minute and 3 seconds?
Yep, a minute and 3 seconds.
Wow.
And Matthew here was the one counting it off for me.
Oh, cool. That's amazing. So, Ezra, you placed gold for Team Alaska in the Alaskan High Kick Open Mail. Could you tell me a little bit about, like, the traditional history surrounding that event, how it became known?
Okay, yeah, it's more for staying in physical shape for long, harsh winters. So I learned this from Matthew here, actually, where they would grab ash and they'd rub it on, like, their moccasins or mukluks, and they try and kick as high as they can to the ceiling, and whoever could get their footprint on the ceiling would basically win. And so that game was just more or less played for, like, you know, let's say it was like negative 60 or something like that. You wouldn't go hunting in that. You would just stay inside and wait out the winter.
And Matthew, you placed bronze for the Alaskan High Kick Open Mail. This was your first year attending. It was a lot of your guys' first years attending the Arctic Winter Games. What was the experience like for you guys?
It was a lot of fun. I think my favorite part was probably just meeting all the people from the different countries and making friends there, and the camaraderie that happened through all of us staying on the same floor in different, you know, different rooms, but we were all on the same floor every night, same place, and a lot of bonding to happen there.
That's awesome. And Lyric, you placed bronze for the arm pull 2005 or later. What was it like when you were up there in that moment competing?
Oh, I was really nervous at first, but I also had a lot of confidence in myself because I knew that I could get somewhere far if I really was determined to. It was really cool, though. All the other girls from the other teams were really nice, very supportive. So overall, it makes for a very fun experience. And when you're all cheering each other on, it's really great. And so that got me to where I was, and it was awesome.
That's fantastic. So how do you guys prepare for these events? Some of them, like with the airplane, they require like multiple people holding you up, right? So what did the process look like for you guys preparing?
Well, I would say they've been preparing for a long time. Well, at least Matthew and Ezra here were on the 2020 team, and they were training for that, and that ended up being canceled about a week out. And so 3 years later, they finally get their chance to go again. So at least 3 years, but really their training started. Ezra, his freshman year of high school, he's now 1 year out of high school, and then Matthew, junior year.
Yeah.
They go back quite a few years training in these games, and there's training really just involves doing the games. Fitness, all around of fitness is important. A bit of cardio and weight training and plyometrics are always helpful, but nothing's going to get you high in the games like actually practicing the events themselves. So it just takes time and practice.
So Kyle, you started Juneau's Native Youth Olympics team up again in 2018 after a long hiatus. Tell us about the relationship between Native Youth Olympics and the Arctic Winter Games.
So Native Youth Olympics specifically refers to the sport in the K through 12 level. And there's many overlapping games. Native Youth Olympics are all based on indigenous northern games, and so is Arctic Sports. But there's a variety of different games you're going to find at different events. And Arctic Winter Games is the highlight event for this sport. I think of it similar to in basketball, you have the NBA, like that's the highest achievement of the sport. For Native Youth Olympics, it's Arctic Winter Games. To be able to represent your state, or really we're representing our country at Arctic Winter Games, is a huge honor. And it's a huge event that takes an amazing amount of coordination between many different nations. So it's a amazing honor and experience for us to all have been there.
So Ezra, this one's for you. You participated in Native Youth Olympics and placed first in the Alaskan high kick statewide in 2020. What was it like to finally get to compete internationally?
It was pretty cool. Trying to converse with some of the athletes who don't necessarily speak English very well was a bit difficult, but we generally got the same message across. But it was pretty cool. It was like state NYO, but basically bigger, because we were in the open division, so everyone was older and experienced. And at first it was intimidating, but then as time went on, we all started warming up to each other and joking around, and it was actually pretty great.
What were some of the other countries that were involved?
So there was Greenland, Northern Alberta, most of the provinces in Canada.
Uh-huh.
There was one team that was, I guess, banned from this year.
Oh, really?
Normally, so, Russia is
really?
A participant in the Arctic Winter Games, but because of the war in Ukraine, they were not invited this year.
That's really interesting. Mm-hmm. Competitors in traditional gaming events like the Native Youth Olympics and the Arctic Winter Games come from all kinds of backgrounds. Do you think that helps raise the profile of these sports among a wider audience?
I think a big misconception about traditional games or Native Youth Olympics is that it's only for Native people. But the majority of the events are open to anybody to participate in. The Native Youth Olympics, Arctic Winter Games, all backgrounds are welcomed, and I think it's a great cross-cultural learning opportunity for anybody, even if you're not from Alaska Native culture, to learn about our northern indigenous people through the games is really powerful. I would like to see the continued growth of traditional games beyond just the Arctic. And I think Juneau is an example of that. We're pretty far from the Arctic here in Southeast Alaska, but the games have spread down to this region from Yakutat to Metlakatla. We have an upcoming event, April 1 and 2, the Juneau Traditional Games. And we're going to be seeing a team from Santa Fe. So there really is no limit to where the games can go, in my mind. I think the ultimate dream is to see it at the World Olympics, is this sport from here in the Arctic being on the world stage.
That was Kyle Worrell speaking with KTOO's Chloe Plesnack. He was joined in the studio by Ezra Elisoff, Matthew Quinto, and Lyric Ashenfelter, who discussed their recent wins at the 2023 Arctic Winter Games, where they represented Team Alaska. And as for the weather, the low tonight is 32 degrees. Tomorrow, more rain and snow is expected, and that's true through the weekend as well. Next week, it's looking like it might be a bit clearer, but very cold, with temperatures in the teens and 20s. You're listening to KTOO.